Make a joyful shout to God, all the earth, alleluia. Sing out the honor of his name, make his praise glorious, alleluia. Say to God, how awesome are your works. Through the greatness of your power, your enemies shall submit themselves to you. Come and see the works of God. He is awesome in his doing toward the sons of men. O bless our God, you peoples, and make the voice of his praise to be heard. He keeps our soul among the living, and does not allow our feet to be moved. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. Make a joyful shout to God, all the earth. Alleluia. Sing out the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Alleluia. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise you, we bless you, we worship you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy. Who takes away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Who sits at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy. For you only are holy, you only are the Lord. You only, O Christ, with the Holy Spirit, are most high in the glory of God the Father. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. Almighty God, who shows to those that be in error the light of your truth, to the intent that they may return into the way of righteousness, grant to all who are admitted into the fellowship of Christ's religion that they may avoid those things that are contrary to their profession, and follow all such things as are agreeable to the same. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for Jubilate is from the 40th chapter of Isaiah. To whom then will you liken me? Or to whom shall I be equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see who has created these things, who brings out their host by number. He calls them all by name, by the greatness of his might and the strength of his power. Not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my just claim is passed over by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle reading is from the second chapter of 1 Peter. Beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul, having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works which they observe, glorify God in the day of visitation. Therefore, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether to the king as supreme or to governors, as to those who are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of those who do good. For this is the will of God, that by doing good you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. As free, yet using liberty as a cloak for violence, for vice, but as bondservants of God. Honor all people, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Servants, be submissive to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the harsh. For this is commendable if because of conscience toward God one endures grief, suffering wrongfully. For what credit is it if when you are beaten for your faults, you take it patiently? But when you do good and suffer, if you take it patiently, that is commendable before God. This is the word of the Lord. Alleluia. Alleluia. The Lord has sent redemption to his people. Alleluia. It was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead and to enter into his glory. Alleluia. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 16th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
A little while, and you will not see me. And again a little while, and you will see me, because I go to the Father. Then some of his disciples said among themselves, what is this that he says to us? A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me, and because I go to the Father. They said therefore, what is this that he says? A little while. We do not know what he is saying. Now Jesus knew that they desired to ask him, and he said to them, are you inquiring among yourselves about what I said? A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me. Most assuredly, I say to you that you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. And you will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in labor, has sorrow because her hour has come. But as soon as she has given birth to the child, she no longer remembers the anguish, for joy that a human being has been born into the world. Therefore, you now have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and your joy no one will take from you. This is the gospel of our Lord. The Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. And I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Our sermon text, John 16, verse 20. Truly, truly, I say to you, You will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn into joy. This is our text. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We are squarely in the middle of the Easter season, and our focus begins to change. We've looked back to the glorious resurrection of our Lord, his appearance on that resurrection evening with the words, "Peace be with you." Last Sunday, Jesus' suffering and resurrection were described, well, as a good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep, and Jesus' sheep hear his voice. But with this Sunday, Jubilate, we begin to apply this message to the future as the Ascension Day, well, just appears on the radar, about 2.5 weeks away. On Ascension Day, the Paschal candle, which has burned since the Easter Vigil, will be snuffed out and it will be placed beside the baptismal font to be lit at baptisms and funerals. This action serves as a reminder both of the removal of Christ's visible presence 40 days after Easter, but also a reminder that the risen Lord has promised to be with us by virtue of our baptism and with his church even unto death. So today we need to know that Christ's resurrection is not simply a past event, but that through our baptism into Christ, we continue to receive the fruits of his suffering and his death and his resurrection. We need to begin to think about the future implications of being a disciple of Jesus Christ, because this text from Holy Scripture teaches us that the true description of a Christian is not a happy, excited, always on fire, but it speaks of one of weeping and lament. Those who think that the Christian life is simply a victorious Christian living have not studied Jesus' words about leading a Christian life. Those who see the Christian life, well, as victorious Christian living, often see the sermons simply as giving a pep talk for motivation in order to keep everybody's spirits up. There are revivals to work up the troops so they are energized. There needs to be enough level of excitement to comfort the believer. But furthermore, whenever that emotion begins to subside, then the person begins to worry. I wonder if I'm still a believer. When this kind of thinking is not being put to death through confession and absolution, then it becomes a part of our religious talk. This stuff starts coming out of Lutheran mouths. Someone will tell me, "Oh, Pastor, I'm really experiencing a dry spell. You see, I read God's Word. Oh, yeah, I attend God's church, but it just doesn't do anything for me." Or, "Yeah, Pastor, I was at church. I didn't get anything out of it. I feel so dead inside. I don't know what's wrong with me." Well, it's every year. It's about 2 weeks after Easter. And I personally go through a kind of spiritual depression of sorts. I don't exactly know why. Maybe it's the great contrast of having enjoyed daily services and then it all stops. Maybe it's the increase in numbers at the highest festival of the church year, only to realize a couple Sundays later that the Easter Christians never really intended to continue as disciples. You've gone through it yourself, maybe in other things. Maybe it's a month after the death of a loved one, and all of a sudden, everything crumbles around you. Maybe it was an intense battle with sickness. Maybe it was after all of the family was home, and then following a holiday or holy day, they all go home. Maybe it's after a honeymoon, once the marriage has happened, now you have to go through the long process of learning to love one another and raise children. Maybe it was after you became a member of the church. For our catechumens, sometimes it is anticlimactic after being admitted to the fellowship. You know, you've gone through intense study. You've studied many things and had many ahas, but now you're simply sitting in the pews with the rest of us. Oh, the spiritual milk, that was good. But now you're cutting your teeth on the meat of God's Word. Maybe it's a great struggle. The great struggle, the Christian life. It's a great struggle of having to read the Word of God each day, to sing the hymns, to attend church on Sundays and Wednesdays. The struggles of leading a Christian life. It's difficult. The Christian life maybe is a bit like the decorating that goes on for our church at Easter. We come in, and it's a rather dramatic change. Everything is redecorated, and it's all so beautiful. But it took a lot of effort. And once it's up, it's the third Sunday now. The flowers, not so many. We've seen things the way they are. It's still Easter. Yeah, but it's more difficult. Same thing in the Christian life. You didn't do anything to save yourself, but now the Christ, yes, He has placed Himself upon the throne room of your soul. And now it's time for a struggle. Jesus Christ doesn't quite fit with the lustful pictures that you find in your heart. The forgiveness of sins doesn't sound quite right when the hateful curse words come out your mouth. The haughty attitude that you have towards others, well, doesn't quite fit with the humbleness of being a Christian. Christ's own self-sacrifice, well, my life is not much of a sacrifice. Even for those who make full use of private confession and absolution of their baptism, the changes that need to go about in our life come slowly. It's not like redecorating. It's not like overnight and all of a sudden everything's different. So on this third Sunday of Easter, a change, moving to the future, I've got a possibility. I can give you one of two messages. I could tell you, don't worry, be happy. Or in more religious language, I could exhort you to be joyful. After all, this is Jubilate Sunday. Be jubilant, rejoice. I could tell you, you have to be happy. And if you're not being happy, then you're not doing things right. I could shame you into working harder. But the problem with that message is that it attempts to give joy by command or by the law. The problem is that it puts Christ's disciple above his teacher. The Alleluia verse for today says, it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead and to enter into his glory. Jesus did receive glory, but it went through cross and suffering. So also Jesus tells the apostles, you will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn to joy. The only way in which Christ's apostles would receive eternal joy and peace would be through their own sorrow. And I tell you, that is true for us as well. Last week's epistle told us, to this you were called because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. So no, the message I will give you will not be that first one. The message I will give you is not simply to tell you to be happy or be joyful. I will not try to work you up into an emotional frenzy or feed your desire for an experiential religion. I will give you the comfort that comes for struggling believers. Jesus says, in a little while. Disciples don't understand. But then neither do we most of the time. They want to know all the facts. Jesus doesn't tell them everything. They want to have joy and they want it right now. They want it apart from suffering. But it will not be that way. That's the world's way. Jesus tells them the message in a little while. He says, you will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn into joy. And no one will take your joy from you. So how long? Well, we don't know. We don't know how long it will be before Jesus is not hidden from us. It may be just a few hours, as on Maundy Thursday evening when Jesus would be placed hidden in a tomb by the next evening. The little while may be years away, but he will surely come. Yes, in this time there will be weeping and mourning. There will be times when you will feel like Christ is miles away from you. There will be times when you will feel empty. And the teachings of Christ will seem not to apply. Oh, they do, but it'll seem like it. How long will you have to wait for something to fill that void? When will it stop? I don't know. But Jesus promises it'll only be a little while before Christ shows himself to you again. It may be only 3 days, as when Jesus rose again and appeared to those disciples. It may be years, but wait, he will surely come. You may suffer for a while, but Christ will turn your sorrow into joy. And if your joy doesn't come until life after death, well, then so be it. Don't search out other joys to fill your hearts. Cling to Christ in your heart. Cling to Christ's promise in baptism, confession, absolution, and Lord's Supper. Don't let go of Christ just because of a little experience. No matter what the temptation or the sorrow or the feeling, it will only be a little while. And in the midst of this sorrow, Christ has given us a joy that will not pass away. I had a sermon 2 Sundays where he talked about the peace and the joy. Where there is the peace of forgiveness, there is the joy of the forgiveness of sins, of being a Christian even in the midst of the little while. If you seek joy, you will not capture it. If you make an attempt to make your own peace, it will not last. But if the Lord provides, he will give you joy and peace. The Old Testament says, he gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. And so, until the Lord calls us home, or in the midst of this Easter as he ascends up, until we ascend up, we're going to live here for our 40 days. It is for a while. We are indeed sojourners. We are exiles in this world. As I'll mention next Sunday with the adult Bible class, like Abraham, we are sojourners. We know that we have a land, and it'll be in a little while he will give it. But until then, we are pilgrims in a land that is not ours. But the Lord will come. Your joy is not found here, but it is acquired here through his word and sacrament. It is given out wherever the word of God is going out. And that joy, which comes from Christ and his forgiveness, will never be taken away in a little while. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Page 143, Create in Me. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Almighty God, everlasting Father, we give you thanks that your obedient Son, Jesus Christ, who humbled himself, has been raised from the dead, exalted to your right hand, so that we might not sorrow without the hope of an eternal joy in a little while. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
We ask, Lord, that through your church which lives by faith, that you would turn our grief to joy through the preaching of your word and the reception of the sacraments, that we might learn that our Savior is alive and with us. Bless our Bishop James, our pastors Michael and Gary, that Christ's church might always be ruled, protected, and governed by the real presence of Jesus Christ. Bless our Director Keeley, our teachers, staff, and the little lambs enrolled in our center. Protect and sustain the leaders of our nation, our President Joe, our Governor J.B., our Mayor Steve, the Congress, all who make, administer, and judge our laws. We bring before you our military personnel, especially Danny, Jason, and Blake, and others who attend to us in times of emergency, as well as all public servants. Give them a commitment to duty, and in all times of danger, keep them safe. We ask for your merciful protection during this time of year from wind and storm, floods, and all inclement weather. Almighty and everlasting God, the consolation of the sorrowful and the strength of the weak, look upon the tribulation and distress of those affected by the coronavirus throughout the world. Comfort those who have lost loved ones, protect care for those infected, and calm the worries of the timid, so that in their necessities they may observe and receive your manifold help and comfort. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Be with our shut-in Carolyn, our elderly Violet and Verdell. Provide for Caitlin and Jade, Kevin, Linda, Rebecca, Victor and Marcia, Tony, Gibb, Shirley, Vicky, and Keeley. Also with our students, Jonathan, Kirsten, Alexis, Sarah, Benjamin, Jacob, and Ashley. Let us pray to the Lord. O Lord, Heavenly Father, we here remember the suffering and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Praising his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us, for to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord, our God.
It is good and right so to do.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. But chiefly are we bound to praise you for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. For he is the very Paschal Lamb, which was offered for us and has taken away the sins of the world. By his death he has destroyed death, and by his rising to life again, he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, Holy, Holy Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Lord of heaven and earth, we praise and thank you for having had mercy on those whom you created, sending your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Hear us as we pray in his name, and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.
O Lord Jesus Christ, you said unto your apostles, Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Regard not my sins, but the faith of your church. Grant unto her that peace and unity which is according unto your will, for you live and reign with God, now and forever.
And again.
For the Lord is great, and greatly to be praised.
Our Lord Jesus Christ,
he is to be feared above all gods. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. For he is coming to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with his truth. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. A little while, and you will not see me. Alleluia. And again, a little while, and you will see me, because I go to the Father. Alleluia. Alleluia.
give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endures forever.
We give thanks to Almighty God that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. We implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen, amen,
the children of our God. They are bought with Christ's own blood. They are ransomed from the grave. Life eternal they will have. With them under